same seems to have applied in the case of Paul. He first had the heavens opened to him, and it was that opened heaven and the vision he saw through the opened heaven that provided him with the resource to be obedient to the heavenly vision and not to do anything contrary to the requirement of the vision.
好像是那个天上的一象，或者那个开启天来支配，来吸引这个人能够在他们自己道路上能够为着这个开启的天和这个意象里面而不代价。Is
it not that the open heaven itself and the vision which comes through the open heaven provides the resource that attracts and enables the one who receives it to pay the full price in the following days? Is it not that the open heaven is in itself a power, the vision is in itself a power which provides the needed resource for the individual who has the vision to walk in accordance with its demands? Our observation would seem to indicate that there are folk who seem to be willing to pay any price. They endure all sorts of hardship and they're willing for every kind of sacrifice, and yet you can't say that they really live under an open heaven. If the requirement is the paying of a price in order to get an open heaven, then is that not on a sort of bargain basis? It all resolves itself into this: how can we have an open heaven?
That is not so difficult to answer as it may seem.
这个看来不是太难答。
The answer is that it works both ways.
大佛是这样说，两面都有。
The Lord Jesus was very careful to make his disciples know that there was a cost attached to discipleship.
主耶稣很谨慎地给他的门徒们知道，要做他的门徒是需要投代价的。
Today, discipleship of the Lord Jesus is made too cheap.
今日呢，做主耶稣的门徒这件事给人弄得太便宜了。
John 12:24 makes it perfectly clear that there is a big price attached to discipleship.
约翰12:24清楚地给我们看见，要做主的一个门徒，是需要出相当的代价。
Lord told his disciples that unless they were willing to lay down their own souls,
主清楚告诉他的门徒说，除非他们甘心愿意把自己的生命摆在一边，
they could not be his disciples.
他们就不能做他的门徒。
They had to go by the way of the cross in order to get the open heaven.
他们为着要得着一个敞开一天，就必须走十字架的路。
So it does work that way.
的确有这样一件事。
I anticipated this question this morning.
我今天早晨已经预料到了大家会发这个问题。
I knew that a lot of people would say, now how do we get an open heaven?
我知道有好些人就要问说，我们怎样就能得着一个敞开的天？
And I did not want to deceive you.
我不盼望我能骗你们。
By making you think that this is all a very easy thing.
是你们以为说这是很容易的一件事。
I just wanted you to know that there is a price attached to it.
我就是愿意你们知道啊，为这件事的确有一个代价。We
pay no price for our salvation.
我们对救恩是不需要出代价。That
is without money and without price.
那就是说不需要金钱，也不需要价值。But
there is a cost attached to discipleship and an open heaven.
但是要做主的门徒，要得着一个敞开的天。
The disciples would never have come to the day of Pentecost if they had not gone by the way of the cross.
如果他们不是走十字架的路, 当初的门徒们永远不能够达到无信节的那一天。
And I tried to point out that Ezekiel was introduced to the way of the cross.
我愿意指给大家知道，以斯帖是被带到十字架的路里面。
And the open heaven for him was by that way.
天向他敞开，就是在这一条路上向他敞开的。
Now we follow that side for a moment.
我们在这一面要说一点。
You notice that with all the prophets it was like that.
你要注意，在所有的先知身上都是如此。
The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah.
主的话临到耶利米。
Calling him into the work of a prophet.
呼召他来做先知的工作。
Jeremiah immediately saw what it would cost.
耶利米马上就看见那需要出多少代价。
And he felt that he could not say it.Face it.
他就觉得他不能应付那件事。
It was the cost that troubled him.
那就是说需要出代价使他为难了。
The Lord had to give very special strength to Jeremiah.
主就需要给他特别的能力。
The same was true of Ezekiel.
在以斯帖身上也是这样。
It was true of Isaiah.
在以赛亚身上也是这样。
And it was true of all the prophets.
今天在所有的先知身上都是这样。
I do not think that Paul failed to see during those 2 years silence what it was going to mean for him.
我不信在那两年内保罗没有看见他将要遭遇的事。
He had 2 years in which to weigh up the whole meaning of this thing.
他有两年的功夫能考虑这一件事。
During that time, he saw what it would cost.
他在那两年之内，他看见了将要处理代价。
He knew that it had cost Jesus his life.
他知道那是主耶稣除了代价舍了他的性命。
He knew that it cost Stephen his life.
他也知道斯蒂凡也为这事舍了性命。
He knew very well what the attitude of the Jews was to Jesus.
他也深深知道犹太人当时对耶稣的态度是怎样。
He had to face the cost.
他需要应付这个代价。
And he accepted it.
他就接受了这个代价。
And he got more of the open heaven.
因此他就更多地得到了一个敞开的天。
So it does work that way.
所以是在有这一面的光景。
But our brother is perfectly right in pointing out that it works the other way.
但是我们的弟兄刚才说的另一面，那实在是对的。
The open heaven does mean strength to endure.
那敞开的天的确是一个叫人忍耐忍受的能力。
Sometimes the Lord gives us an open heaven in a certain matter.
有的时候主给我们有敞开的天是为着某件事。
Because this matter is progressive.
因为那件事是逐渐进步的。
Although we may get an open heaven once and for all,
虽然我们能一劳永逸地得着一次敞开的天，
we do not get everything through the open heaven at the same time.
但是在那个同时，我们不能因着那个敞开的天就得着一切了。
There is more and more to come.
还有更多更多的逐渐地得到。
And so it works backward.
所以它是再回头来做工。
As the Lord gives, so we are strengthened.
因为主一件一件的给我们，所以我们逐渐的就得到刚强起来。
This matter works both ways.
这两件事是互相因果的。
The forward movement is facing the cost.
往前去的那面来应付那个代价。
Then fresh revelation brings into new cost.
每一次新鲜的启示都带进新的代价。
But what we now receive is a strength to us to go on.
但是我们就在这时候是得着的，也就成为我们向前去的一个力量。
We should never go on unless our open heaven was producing more and more.
除非那个敞开的天越过向我们越多，我们就没有办法一直向前。
It is just what is coming to us all the time that is the strength to go on.
就是这个天一直向我们敞开，所以我们才一直有能力向前去。
So this matter works both ways.
所以这两件事是互相因果。
The factor, of course, of buying an open heaven doesn't come into it.
这个买一个敞开的天，出代价买一个敞开的天，没有这个因素。
What we suffer is no merit and reason why we should have something more.
我们所受的苦难实在不值得我们买什么东西。
For the simple reason that we need all the grace that God can give us to go on with this open heaven.
但是我们的确需要恩典，神给我们点，叫我们能够为着敞开的天往前去。
There are times when those who have had the most from the Lord feel that they can't go on.
有的时候，有的人觉得他从主得了很多，而不能向前去。
They must have more grace.
可是他们觉得他们必须再有更多的恩典才可以。
So it is grace and not merit all the way along.
所以这是一个恩典问题，不是一个功劳问题。
I wonder if you understand that this thing works both ways.
我不知道你们懂不懂得这两件事如何的互相因果。
It works forward and it works backward.
有的是叫你向前，又有叫你往后来。
Does that answer the question?
我不知道这个问题解答了没。
我愿意用比较多一点的话把我的问题说出来。
I should like to speak at some length to express my question.
我的问题就是在我这个交通的话语里面。
My question is really hidden in what I shall say.
在台湾主的教会兴起来最多的大约有十年。
The church here in Taipei was raised up about 10 years ago.
大约的观景是分为两段的时期。
We can divide the history into two periods.
前六年或者七年是一个时期。
The period six years ago
是一段的时期。
That is the first period.
在那个时候，人得救是非常的容易。
During that period, people came very easily into an experience of salvation.
人爱主也是非常的容易。
It was easy for people to love the Lord.
所以许多的人得救，也许多的人跟随主。
Many during that period came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and truly loved him.
也有许多人把原有的职业放下来侍奉主。
And many set aside their professions or occupations to serve the Lord.
在聚会中非常感觉主的同在。
We were very conscious of the presence of the Lord during that period.
所以人也愿意参加聚会。
And people were very eager to attend the meeting.
各种的情形好像那个春天的光景一样。
So that entire period was a springtime.
到了最近三年以来。
During the last 3 years or so,
各地的教会就进到另一种的光景里面去。
All the local churches have entered into a different type of experience.
好像那个路就是很艰难。
The way has been extremely difficult.
各种光景叫我们不满意。
We have been dissatisfied with various circumstances.
我们也觉得主不满意。
We have also had the consciousness that the Lord is not satisfied.
我想交通一点几种的现象。
I should like to mention several aspects of this.
第一种就是人得救的比较不容易。
In the first place, it's not easy for people to come to a knowledge of the Lord Jesus in salvation.
就是得救了，它里面那个得着门的光照也不强。
And once they have come to the Lord, they don't seem to come into a very clear experience.
所以受浸的人可能有一百。
So that if we have 100 baptisms,
但是以后经常能跟随主的可能只有十个人。
Of that 100, there may be only 10 who will truly follow the Lord.
每年我们受浸的人数按聚会的这个地方来说开始没有办法再做了。每年受浸的人数啊，这个如果要做一个地方聚会，那个地方都不够做了。
So, if we were to reckon according to the number of baptisms, there would be no accommodation in the halls for them.
但是实在是聚会的人还是那么多。
But as a matter of fact, the numbers remain very much as they were.
有一批的人新加进来。新加进来。
There are a number of people who have been recently added.
另外一批人就下去了。
And in their place, a number fall out.
这是第一种的情形。
That's the first aspect.
第二种情形，人觉得跟随主也是非常的难。
The second aspect refers to those who have already believed they find it very difficult to follow on after the Lord.
从前的甜美好像没有了。
The sweetness of the early days has gone.
我们想这是主给我们带领的。
We believe that this is in the Lord's ordering.
但是在这里有一个矛盾的情形。
And yet there's a paradox here.
一面我们发现我们有许多不讨主喜悦的观点。
We're aware of very many things in our lives that are contrary to the Lord's pleasure.
我们想我们应当悔改。
We feel we ought to repent.
我们应当把那个观点改过来。
There ought to be a change in these inner conditions.
但是第一，我们没有那个力量改过来。
Yet on the one hand, we have not got the strength to alter.
第二，我们悔改的时候，我们盼望达到从前那样光景，但是那光景我们达不到了。
And in the second place, we rather hope for the old condition that can't attain to it.
特别我们今天来侍奉主，要和在教会中服侍弟兄姊妹。
This applies in particular to us who have given ourselves to serve the Lord.
我们就觉得非常的艰难，在教会里服侍。
We find service in the church exceedingly difficult.
那么今天我们的态度在主面前该是如何？
What should be our attitude before the Lord?
我们是不是就是这样？我们下去呢？还是寻求说我们该怎样有一个新的一个拯救？
Is there nothing for it but simply to go steadily on in this way, or is there salvation here?
我很难把我那个问题说得很清楚。
I find it difficult to express my question.
我就是对我自己非常的不满意。
I'm very dissatisfied with my own spiritual condition.
对教会也觉得不满意。
I'm also dissatisfied with the condition of the church.
对整个的见证我也觉得不满意。
I'm dissatisfied in regard to the whole testimony.
好像有一点那个昨天说以西结那个头一种的观点。
I feel a little bit like what we heard of Ezekiel right at the beginning.
并且有很多弟兄姊妹同样有这样的观点。
And lots of our brothers and sisters are feeling exactly as I do.
但是我们又不知道在这里那个路在哪里。
But we can't find the way.
是不是这是一个旷野的试炼？
Is this a wilderness experience, a time of testing?
叫我们在那里把整个的旧造脱下来。
So that we may be stripped of the whole of the old creation.
我们非常盼望把我们所有观点、四大观点都交通给死弟兄。
We really want that our brother's heart shall know our actual state.
我怕以后他能给我们机会。
We trust that he will give us an opportunity later.
就是关于我们这样情形，他有什么感觉？
So that we may discover what his reaction is to this state of affairs.
I have a certain reserve in trying to answer that question.
我在要答这个问题的时候好像有一点保留。
Because I don't know the work very fully.
因为我对这里的工作不是完全的知道。
You see, I am very largely a visitor.
我实在就是一个访问者。
And I know no more than what I am told.
我除非人告诉我的，我并不知道的再多。
I question whether I have the right to talk to you about the work here.
所以对于这里的工作，我讲什么话，我就有问题，或者我讲的不对。
I try to get Brother Lee to answer that question.
我想要请李弟兄答复这个问题。
Because he knows it so much better than I do.
因为他对这里的工作比我知道的更清楚。
But he thinks that I might be able to give you at any rate one or two principles.
但是他觉得挺好，我能跟你们讲一两个原则。
And as far as I can see, there are only two things that I could say.
我在我是能力有两点我能说。
Our brother has mentioned a state of things which is not pleasing to the Lord.
我们的弟兄是说到一些事情主所不喜悦。
That is,things in the life of his people.
就是说到主的子民中间的光景。
Well, of course, that is a matter that only you can deal with.
这就是你们自己所能解决的一件事。
If there are really things in the lives of the Lord's people or the Lord's servants that are wrong, you will never get anywhere until they're put right.
若是真的在主的子民或者主的工人中间有什么样的生活是主不喜悦的，那么只有你们把它改正了才可以。
Here, there must be a true and right kind of self-examination.
在这个世上必须有一个真实的，有一个对的自己的审查。
We speak much about the evils of introspection.
我们就说到这个回顾的那个错误。
And of course, there are such evils.
当然有这种的坏的地方。
It is a dangerous thing to be always turning your eyes inward and analyzing yourself.
若是我们一直回头看自己，分析自己，这有相当的危险。
At the same time, the Word of God does say,Examine yourself.
但同时神的话也说要自己审查。
If you would judge yourselves, you would not be judged.
若是你们肯审判自己，你们就不至于受审判。
That is, you would not come into the judgment of God.
那就是说你审判了自己就不至于受神的审判。
So it is very necessary for everyone to have very close dealings with the Lord about their own life.
所以这就需要我们每一个人非常的亲近主来审查自己生活的光景。
This is not a matter of whether they are loving the Lord.
这不是说到底这个爱主不爱主
or whether they are as spiritually mature as they want to be,
或者是说到他有没有达到他自己是愿意达到那个属灵成熟的光景。
This is a matter of definite sins.
这是指着一个确定的罪恶而说的。
Are there things in the life that the person knows the Lord is against?
有没有在生活中一个人真知道有一个罪确实是得罪主的？
That begins with us individually.
这是在我们个人身上开始的一件事。
And it is therefore very necessary for those in responsibility to take the first step with regard to themselves.
所以这些有关系有责任人都应该第一步来观察自己的光景。
If you brothers and sisters are in spiritual responsibility,You must begin with yourself.
若你们这是负责的弟兄姊妹，是负责的弟兄姊妹的话，你们自己应该先审查自己。
You must ask yourselves the question, Do I know of anything that the Lord has shown me is wrong?
我知道不知道有一件事是主指给我看事情是错的。
Am I aware of anything with which the Lord has a controversy?
我有没有知道有一件事是主所反对的？
Has the Lord spoken to me about anything?
主有没有对我说到什么事是他不要的？
Has he put his finger upon anything?
他有没有用手指指出某件事来？
That is a right kind of self-examination.
这是对自己审查一件对的做法。
It might be one of a whole number of things.
也许这是许多事情同样的一个做法。
It might be our thoughts about other people.
或者我们有什么思想对别人不对了。
It might be the way in which we talk.
也许我们谈话谈得不对。
It might be that we criticize.
也许我们有什么批评人。
Or it might be any one of a thousand things.
或者有千万件事当中一件是不对。
But we know whether the Lord has said anything to us on that matter.
但是我们是知道主有没有对那件事有指责。
And until that is dealt with, the way of life is closed.
若不是把这主所指责的对付了，那我们生命的路就关闭。
One thing in the life of a servant of God can hold up the work of God.
有一件事在神的仆人身上就能阻止神的工作。
Remember Achan.
要记得亚干的事。
One man in all the thousands of Israel.
在千万的以色列人中就是亚干一个人。
He just took a wedge of gold.
他就是偷了一点点的东西。
He buried it in his tent.
他就埋在他的帐幕里面。
But the whole of Israel was brought into defeat by that.
整个的以色列人就因着那件事被打败了。
If it is not personal, it may be in our home.
也许不是我们个人的，而是我们家庭的。
There may be something wrong in our family life.
也许在我们家庭生活里有什么错误。
There may be something wrong in our home life.
也许在我们家庭生活里有错误。
The Lord cannot go on while that is there.
因为有那个错误，主就不能往前去了。
Well, we as responsible servants of God have got to see to it that the Lord has no controversy with us.
我们即使做主工人、负责人，我们就应当警察主是不是反对那样的事。
We must be very careful not to divide between the church and other things.
我们必须谨慎，不要把其他的事和教会就分开了。
I mean between the church and the family home life，
把教会和家庭生活分开了。
We must not divide between the church and our business life，
也不应该把教会和我们事业的生活分开了。
These are all one thing，
这些都应该是一件事。
We cannot be one thing in the church and something else in the business.
我们不能在教会中是一个样子，在职业上又是一个样子。
Our business life and our home life have got to come right into line with our church life.
我们这个职业上的生活、家庭中的生活，应该和教会中的生活一致的。
We have got to be very particular about our business transactions.
我们在生意场中必须谨慎才可以。
We have got to be absolutely honest before the world.
我们在整个的世人跟前应当完全诚实。
Well, perhaps you hardly need that to be said.
也许你们不需要我在这说这些。
But we begin where our brother began.
但是我们在这里也许就是开头说到我们弟兄开头说的。
Is this changed situation due to something?That is wrong.
这种教会光景的改变是不是因为有了什么错误？
When we have put that right,
当我们把这个错误改正了之后，
then we can look at the matter from another standpoint.
那我们就可以从另一面来看这个问题。
Do remember that the Lord, when he is going to do a new and fuller thing, always brings into a travail before.
当主要做一件更深更丰满的事情的时候，他常常把人带到一种艰苦当中。
Our brother said we are not satisfied，
我们的弟兄说我们对现在的光景不满意。
We are troubled about this situation，
我们对现在教会的光景感觉为难了。
When he said that，
当他说到这件事的时候，
I said to myself，
我就对自己说，
Does he want to be satisfied？
他真的是要满意吗？
It is a very dangerous thing to be satisfied.
要满意，这是一件相当危险的事。
The Lord save us from ever being satisfied.
主啊，拯救我们，使我们不要满意。
And I said the other day that God always begins by putting his dissatisfaction into our hearts.
我的昨天早晨已经讲过，主开始做工，常常是把一个不满意放在我们的心中。
And every larger movement of the Lord begins in that way.
并且主每一次要做更大的事情的时候，都是这样来开始。
The Lord will never do any more if we are quite satisfied with things as they are.
若是我们一直对现实是满意的，主就永远不能做更多的事。
There is always a winter before there is a summer.
在夏天之前总是有一个冬天的。
When you look at the fruit trees,
你可以看那些结果子的树。
In the springtime,
在春天的时候，
the blossoms are very beautiful.
它们开花的时候是非常美丽。
Everybody wants to look at the blossoms on the fruit trees.
许多人都是要去看这个果树开花。
That is something that you can see.
那是你能看见的一些东西。
That is very lovely.
那是很可爱的。
And then the winds come.
可是风来了。
And the rain come.
雨来了。
All the blossom is blown away.
那些花都败落了。
But you say that's a great pity.
你就说那是很可怜的光景。
Oh, what a pity that we lose all the blossoms off the tree.
我们把花都丧失了，何等可怜。
You would never have the fruit if the blossom was not blown away.
可是你要知道，若是花不败落，永远没有果子。
You would never have the fruit if you didn't have the storm.
若是没有风暴，你就不会有果子。
You would never have the fruit if the tree was not stripped.
若是这个树啊花木花也不被剥夺，没有法子结果。
That is the law of God in nature.
这是神在天人界的一个定律。
That is the law of God in his own work.
这也是神在他工作里的一个定律。
There are periods in the history of the church when it goes through a time of real death and darkness.
在教会中的确有这个历史，有一个时期教会是进入这个死亡和黑暗中了。
But if you went out amongst the trees,
但是你如果去看那些树的话
，in the springtime,
在春天
，when the winds are blowing,
当这个风吹的时候
，and if you could listen,
若是你能听
，you would hear those trees cracking and groaning.
你就能听见那些树啊，也在那里嘎巴嘎巴的裂口了，也在那里发原声了。
The whole creation groaning together.
整个创造主我都叹息劳苦。
This is very true.
这是真的。
Sometimes in the forest you can hear the cracking going on in the trees.
有的时候你在树林里能听见那树嘎嘎地在那叫。
What is it that is happening?
那是有什么事发生了？
The new life is coming up.
那就是说有新的生命长起来了。
It is forcing its way up.
那就是新的生命一直往上长。
It is forcing off the old life of last year.
也就把去年那个老生命赶掉。
It is making a way for the new life of this year.
要为着今年的新生命开一条路。
There's an awful groaning and cracking going on.
所以在那里有嘎嘎的声音，也有叹息的声音。
It is not a sign of death, but a sign of life.
那不是一个死的兆头，而是一个生命的兆头。
When a thing is dead, there's no groaning and cracking.
若是一个东西真的死了，它没有嘎嘎的声音，也没有叹息的声音。
If you're troubled about it, it's a very good sign.
若是你有这个嘎嘎叹息的为难，那是很好的兆头了。
It may be travail unto new life.
也可能这是为着新生命而受的劳苦。
Well, even so, don't settle down with your groaning.
但就是这样，也不要就埋怨了你的叹息。
But hold on to the Lord for His new thing.
你就应当为着主。要做新事来寻求主。
I am very glad that this work is characterized by a certain right kind of dissatisfaction.
我实在是觉得这个工作在这里有某种不满意的情形，能带着工作往前去是很好。
As I have looked at the many hundreds here gathered during these past days,
在过去这些日子，我看见有成千成百的人聚集在这里。
I have said to myself,
我就对自己说
The worst thing that can happen to this work is for it to be satisfied.
在这个工作上最糟糕的一件事就是他们大家会满意了。
We have got hundreds of people.
我们有千千千百人。
We have got a great piece of work.
我们有很大一部分的工作。
That would be the most awful thing that could happen to you.
这是对你们是很可怕的事情了。
I hope the day will never come when you're satisfied.
我盼望没有一天你们会满意才可以。
When you look at things and say, like Nebuchadnezzar did about Babylon, see this great Babylon that I have made.
你们把这个工作看一看，好像尼布加尼撒当时看那个大巴比伦一样，你看这个大巴比伦是我手所经营的。
The days of Babylon are ended when that happened.
就是在巴比伦王那样说的时候，巴比伦就完了。
Perhaps your continual life and growth will come along the line of very real dissatisfaction.
也许你们的工作就是顺着你们这个不满意而向前的。
But your travel must lead you to very strong united prayer.
但是你们这一种的劳苦应该叫你们有更多一气的祷告。
The Lord's new thing must be born out of real soul suffering.
主要做一件新的事必须是我们的灵里头有真实劳苦的负担。
You must not look on the situation and be sorry about it and leave it there.
你们不应该只看显示的光景而为这次忧伤就是这样过去了。
You must bring it into very definite prayer.
你们应该为这次有确定的祷告才可以。
The whole church and all the churches ought to concentrate upon this matter.
全教会各地的教会都该集中在这一点上祷告。
A great cry ought to go up to the Lord about it.
有一个很大的呼求要向主发出来。
Perhaps that is what the Lord is waiting for.
也许这就是主所要得做的一件东西。
Many full-time workers, both brothers and sisters, saw the truth of being crucified with our Lord. And they entered it into a new release. After a while, they went through a period of struggle. Corresponding to Romans 6. Corresponding to Romans 7. Thereafter, they had some further light and entered into a fuller release. And for a period wherein a considerable measure of freedom, both in their prayer life and in service, they knew a real emancipation. After a while, things were worse than ever. Some thought that proved everything was false. Was it really true or was it false? Is it because there's been a lack in fellowship? And they've turned inward and lost what they had gained. No very great fruit is apparent from that fuller release. But some have made progress in the matter of knowledge of the word. We should like an interpretation of this state of affairs. We don't know how to help our brothers and sisters, and we ourselves don't really know the answer to the problem.
Here again, I labor under difficulty.
我在这里又遇到工作上的难处。
See, all I know is what our brother has just said.
我所知道的也就是我们的弟兄刚才说的。
I was not here when it happened.
我那个时候发生的时候我不在这。
I did not see what happened.
我没有看见那什么光景。
I only have it by report.
我只听见大家说。
I believe that our brother has given a faithful report.
我相信我们的弟兄刚才说的都是可靠的。
But how am I able to tell whether it was soul or spirit?
我所要说的不管它是灵还是魂。
I should have to examine it very much more closely.
我要好好地把它查看一下。
And I should have to know a lot more about it.
我也愿意把那件事好好地知道一下。
Of course, it is possible to have these experiences just in the realm of the soul.
也许可能仅仅完全是在魂的范围之内你们有那种经历。
They may just be emotional experience.
可能不过就是一种情感的作用。
On the other hand, they may be completely false.
另一面也可能完全是虚假的经历。
They may be deceptions of the devil.
完全是魔鬼的欺骗。
That would come, of course, along the line of the soul.
当然这种欺骗都是在魂这条线上才发生的。
We'll just take those matters first.
我们现在把这几点说一点。
Let's illustrate from a great deal of false spiritual experience.
我们要用好些虚假的属灵经历来形容一下。
It goes by a certain name in our time, which I won't use.
在我们这个时代里，有人有一些说法，但是我不肯用那说法。
But there is a situation like this.
但是有一种局面是这样。
It is a very terrible situation.
这种局面是很可怕的。
Many of our mental institutions are full of people
我们这个头脑的这个研究里头有很多的人。
And there are multitudes of Christians entirely now in the dark as to their salvation.
在他们中间有好些基督徒啊，对福音还是完全不明白。
They believe that they have committed the unpardonable sin.
他们知道他们犯了他们是不能赦免的罪。
They therefore doubt whether they can ever be saved.
他们因此就疑惑到底他们能不能得救。
These are Christian people.
这些是基督徒啊，有的故事。
How did this come about?
这些事是怎样有的？
They got caught into a great emotional or soulish realm.
他们完全是在这个情感疏忽的范围之内被抓牢了。
They were told that the sign of the baptism of the Holy Spirit was speaking with tongues.
有人告诉他们说，那个圣灵浇灌呢的这个表现就是说方言。
Therefore, they set themselves upon having that baptism.
所以他们就在那里定义，一定要得着那个圣灵浇灌，就是领地。
And they strain with all their soul to get that experience.
他们就用尽了他魂的能力，要得到那个经历。
They work themselves up into a psychic condition.
他们自己努力到一个地步，完全努力的不像样。
And then something happened.
那么然后有事情发生了。
They began to speak in tongues.
他们就开始说一种方言了。
And these experiences came.
那么他们就有那些个奇异的经历了。
That went on for some time.
过一些时候就又下去了。
And then it all disappeared.
一切都消失了。
The devil immediately came in.
那么撒旦就进来了。
Said you have committed the unpardonable sin.
魔鬼就对他说，你犯了那个不可赦免的罪。
You have sinned against the Holy Ghost.
你是犯了那个顶撞圣灵的罪。
Result is they lose their mind.
这个结果就是说，他们头脑糊涂了。
They lose their assurance of salvation.
他们也失去了那个得救的把握。
The whole thing was false and a deception.
整个的事情都是虚假的，并且是一个骗局。
That was not the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那不是灵浸。
That was a purely psychical thing.
那完全是理想欺骗的东西。
The devil came in on that.
撒旦就在这里进来了。
And gave them something.
给了他们一点的东西。
And then took it away.
然后又把那个拿去了。
And said, you have lost the Holy Spirit.
然后对他们说，你们失去了圣灵。
Now that is the extreme situation.
这是一个极端的局面。
It is possible to have that quite mildly.
也许这种光景有很温和的得到。
I mean that if you go out in your soul,
若是你是在你魂里头往前去，
with all your emotions,
你也没有这个感情感，
you can get some experience，
你也能得到一点的经历，
and then it will pass，
不久这个就过去了，
and you will be in a worse state afterward than you were before，
结果你比从前的光景还不好。
That is one aspect of this situation，
这是这种局面一面的意义。
And it is a very common one，
这个是平常最平常的。
On the other hand，
另一面呢，
you must rememberThat new experiences of the Lord are usually accompanied by some very special joy.
要记得和这一组一个新的经历，常常和一个新的快乐相连在一起。
There is something very wonderful about it.
总有一点的东西是很奇妙的。
And you live on the surface of that for a time.
你在那个事的表面上有一个时间。
But the Lord does not intend us to live on the surface of experience.
但是主没有意思要我们就一直生活在那一个经历的表面上。
The Lord does not want us to live on an experience.
主不是要我们靠着一个经历活着。
He wants us to live on himself.
主乃是要我们靠着他自己活着。
And therefore, after a time, the thing goes down deeper.
所以过了一个时候，那个事情就有更深的经历了。
Supposing I illustrate my married life.
我在这里用这个玛利亚的生活来证明吧。
At the beginning of married life, everything is very wonderful.
我用这个结婚的生活来证明吧。那个结婚开始的时候都觉得很美妙的。
It's all very wonderful.
开始的婚姻生活都是很快乐。
The newly married people say very nice things to one another.
新结婚的人彼此说话都很客气的。
And they feel that life is now a matter of saying very nice things to one another.
他们觉得人生生活是这样很客气。
Now, after a few years,
但是过了几年
of course they don't stop saying nice things to one another.
那不是说他们彼此就不客气了。
But the thing goes deeper down.
可是有的事情更深一点。
The relationship becomes stronger. But the hallelujah is deeper down.
但是哈利路亚是更深的在里面。
I know the Lord better now than I knew then.
我现在比从前的时候 更认识主了。
The Lord drives things down deep.
主把事情一直一直戳到更深里面去。
And after a time, we discover that there's something more than we realize.
过了一段时间，我们就发现呢，有的东西比初期的东西多了。
We come to realize that what the Lord did has gone down deeper.
我们就领会了，主所做的是要我们更深一点。
Spiritual life is like that all the way along.
属灵的生命一直就是这样。
You have an experience of the Lord.
你有一点经历主的事。
You feel that nothing can be more wonderful.
你就觉得没有什么能比这个再好了。
And then it all disappears.
那是不久这些都消失。
And you have a bad time.
你就觉得不好了。
You think it's all gone.
你就以为这些都没有了。
And then the Lord comes back again.
然后主又来了。
And there is something more the next time than there was the first time.
这一次比头一次多了一点。
And then it goes down again.
然后又下去了。
And so you go on all the time.
你一直就是这样往前去。
Every fresh death leads to some fuller life.
每一个新鲜的死都是要你得到更多的生命。
That is the law of the spiritual life.
这是属灵生命的一个定律。
While we are in the time of death, we think that everything is gone.
当我们在那个死亡里的时候，我们以为说什么都了了。
But it's just the corn of wheat fallen into the ground.
但那就是一粒麦子落在地里头。
And sometimes we want to go and dig it up and see if there is anything there.
有的时候我们要把这个土揭开来看看有没有什么事发生。
Just to have a look at it and see that it hasn't all gone.
我们就看看是不是到底都了了。
I think that's what our brother is doing now.
我想这是我们的弟兄刚才做的事。
He's digging up the corn of wheat.
他是啊，把这个一粒麦子扒开来看看。
To see if there's anything left at all.
或者到底有没有东西留下来，还是了了。
You leave it there.
你把它留在哪里吧。
And it'll come up in life.
它就会啊，再长出生命了。
Your spiritual life will be like that all the way along.
你属灵的生命一直就是这样。
Anyway, my spiritual life has been like that.
无论如何，我自己属灵的生命就是这样。
It's life, death, death, life.
一直是生命死亡，死亡生命。
It's just like that.
就是这样。
The dark times are very difficult.
那个在黑暗里的时候相当危难。
But don't let us lose faith.
但是不要失去了信心。
He who has begun a good work will perfect it unto the day of Jesus Christ.
那在我们里动了善功的，必定完成这功，直到主耶稣。